Hey there, it's Casey Dim at TaxSellAcademy.com, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast, where we dive deep into one specific topic. Now, these Friday editions are slightly shorter episodes, so if you're looking for the longer full-length episodes, make sure you check back next week for our next episode. Today, I want to talk about some surprise tax sell expenses. So if you're new to the tax sell business, or even new to a different area that you're beginning to invest in, you're going to come across some expenses that might shock you. I kind of compare it to the first time you got a paycheck. Think way back when you were 15, 16, 17, whenever you got your first job, right? You calculated all this money that you were going to be making, and you open that paycheck, and boom, you see you're going to make significantly less money than you thought you would due to taxes. A tax sell business is kind of the same way. You're going to come across some fees where you'll think to yourself, dang, I hadn't planned on that. So let's go over a few of those fees, since you aren't quite as surprised as I was early in my tax sell career. And I've got, I think, 10 or so that I want to discuss today. The first one is something known as a buyer's premium. So when properties are sold through auction houses, they charge you a buyer's premium. Now, I remember the first time that I encountered one of these. I was at an auction. They provided lots of water and snacks. They had all these tax sell listings available with dozens of photos of every single property, along with a nice little description of that property. They gave an entire PowerPoint presentation prior to the auction started. And then when the auction starts, the selling really begins. Now, during the rules part of the presentation, they mentioned this buyer's premium. That is where they make their money at the auction house. In that case, it was 15%. That's when it dawned on me. This auction company isn't just providing water, snacks, information, and photos for the heck of it. They're doing so so you spend more money, which means they will make more money. Now, buyer's premiums can range from 5 to 15% or so, but this is on top of what you're paying for the property. So if you buy a $100,000 property with a 15% buyer's premium, you're paying an extra $15,000 that goes into the pocket of the auction house. Now, sometimes it's worth it. If the margin's there, obviously go ahead and pay it. Just be aware that that exists. It's an enormous surcharge in some situations. The next little surprise is when you go to register at an auction and they want $10, $50, $250 as an, in quote, registration fee. Now, fortunately, this is not too common in too many areas, but these fees will provide you with just the opportunity to be able to buy a property. They don't contribute to the expense of that property, to your investment, or anything like that. That's simply to register. Now, they're often called bidder or paddle fees. And this is money, again, that's not returned to you, whether you buy one property, 10 properties, or no properties. This is called pure profit for the auction company or the county. The next one are the expenses related to being the buyer of the property. Say you want a piece of property at a tax sale auction. You're going to have additional expenses, things like documentary stamp tax and deed preparation fees in some areas. Now, these can range from a few bucks to a few hundred bucks or even thousands of dollars, depending on how much money you're spending. So read your auction rules to see exactly what you'll be required to pay. The next one, well, did you just buy a tax deed property? Congratulations. It comes with a tax bill now, and you're responsible for paying that tax bill. So even if you buy a property in most states on December 31st, you will still likely owe the taxes for that entire portion of the year, even though you didn't own the property for the preceding 364 days. And depending on the area, that can be a massive chunk of change. I've had bills before in no reserve or absolute auctions that far exceeded what I paid for the property. So make sure you budget for that stuff. Make sure you perform your research. The next one are known as subsequent taxes. So in many states, if you buy a tax lien, you'll have the ability to buy the subsequent year's taxes. So this means that if you buy, say, a lien that has a 3-year redemption period, you have the ability to buy both the second year's taxes and the third year's taxes and make money off them based on the interest rate of that state. That's not all that bad because you do get some sort of return. But don't forget, even if you don't buy these subsequent taxes, or you can't buy the subsequent taxes in your state, maybe it's an open bidding process every year, when you take your tax lien to tax foreclosure, when you take that tax lien that does not get redeemed, you want to turn it into a tax deed, you will still be required to pay for all of the accumulated taxes and interest between the time you originally bought your lien, maybe 3 years ago, and the time when you foreclose. so you still have to pay those subsequent taxes. Speaking of tax foreclosure, that's another expense that surprises many people. Now, in some states, if you have a tax lien that matures, in other words, the redemption period passes without the delinquent taxpayer paying that lien off, if you want a tax deed at that point, in some areas, it's simply a matter of turning in the right piece of paper to the county. Boom, that's it. In other states, it's a full-blown foreclosure file, which often means you're going to be required to hire an attorney to handle this part of the process for you. And most attorneys do not work cheap. Expect to spend a couple of grand, and perhaps even more, depending on where you're at. That's a big shocker to some people, so make sure you budget for it. The next one, code enforcement fees and liens. Now, county liens, governmental liens, stick with the property. So let's say you bought that old dilapidated house that's just been an eyesore for years and years, and you're going to fix it up, and you're going to be the entire neighborhood's hero. That might be possible, but it's also likely that you're not the only person in town that has noticed the poor condition that the place is in. The code enforcement office probably already has a file on that property. They know all about it. They also probably have some fines in place over that property's condition. Now, some of these fines can get to the point where if the delinquent taxpayer did not pay them in time, which most of the time they don't, they turn into daily fines to really push some sort of incentive for the owner to fix the underlying issue, whether it's a weed violation, boarded up windows, whatever it is, they put a daily fine into place to really push them to go ahead and fix it. In a lot of situations, those daily fines just stack up more and more and more. And if you're talking about daily fines that have gone on for 2, 3, 4 years, they can stack up to be quite a bit of money. I have seen some that have added up to $500,000 in code enforcement fees. Now, we can typically get these negotiated down, but the bill that you get in the mail after you buy it, that's going to be a massive surprise if you weren't expecting it. Do your research here, folks. The next surprise is some of the expense that goes into clearing tax defaulted titles. So I'm not going to go into too much detail with this one because I've got lots and lots of videos about it. But in short, a property that goes through tax foreclosure will come out of that tax foreclosure with something known as title clouds. These title clouds will prevent most title companies and real estate attorneys from offering title insurance against that property. And in turn, until you clear the title, its value is going to be diminished. So you have to clear that title. You have to clear those clouds off that title in order to get title insurance to sell it for full market value. Now, there's ways to handle this that can be much cheaper, but a suit to quiet title or a tax foreclosure certification are two ways that are going to be the most common ways, and they'll run you a couple of grand a piece. So make sure you're ready for that expense. The next one are the local fees. Now, these are a variety of different types of things that your local area, your local county and city might charge, or they might not have any of these fees. But I've seen fees for property transfers. I've seen registration fees, inspection fees. I've seen county fees and then city fees on top of the same property, and all sorts of other fees for some very specific things that might even be done just in that one specific county you happen to be investing in. So check those local laws. And the last surprise for some are the hidden fees when it comes to selling a property. I'm talking about things like commissions, title insurance, doc stamps, closing fees, all that stuff. Generally, you should expect to pay around 2 to 2.5% plus whatever commission you've agreed upon. So for many homes, the total selling expenses can be upwards of 8%. So keep that in mind because that's a chunk of money at the end of the day. So there you have it. There's a whole bunch of surprise expenses when it comes to investing in tax defaulted real estate. Obviously, if you're doing things right, the margins are definitely there that you don't really even need to concern yourself with a lot of these things. But what many people do, including myself at times, is they take the purchase price and then they take the sales price. They subtract the difference, and that's exactly how much money they expect to walk away with. And that's just not the case, and will definitely lead you into quite a bit of disappointment when you finally work out those numbers after you close on that property. That's all I've got for today. I truly hope you've enjoyed this episode and that you found it helpful. For more information on the tax sale business, including tax liens and tax deeds, make sure you check out my website at TaxSellAcademy.com, where we offer the most comprehensive step-by-step tax sale training platform. Take care, folks, and make it a successful day. Bye-bye.